So welcome officially, everybody. I'm sorry that on this record, the recording started a little late, but you still haven't missed my message. So we'll move into that shortly. And thank you, Jenny, for reminding me of that. I think you're going to ride shotgun for me from now on. Okay, we have a caller from area code 817, and I'll take this call quickly and then move into my message.
Yes, it will be very quick because I was going to ask about the recording also.
Okay, thank you. Oh, who am I speaking with?
This is Pam.
Oh, hi, Pam. Okay. You're up from, you're in my old neck of the woods, area code 817.
Right. Yeah. I'm on West Fort Worth, not too far from Weatherford.
That's right. Okay. Well, it's so good to talk to you, and thanks for joining. Now, what I wanted to, I was thinking about what I wanted to bring up today when I was doing a little project before our call. I got up this morning feeling unusually refreshed and able to do a little bit of a physical project, and I thought, I'm going to finish this project in my bathroom that's just never seems to get done. It has always taken longer than I thought it would take. It's taken more paint. It's taken more effort, taken more just a little complication of effort that exceeds my expectation. And as I was working on that, I was talking to Yeshua because I was thinking, you know, what should we talk about today? And he said, I think you're onto something with this project. And he said, think about it. And so I did, well, I said, well, the only thing I can think about is I like the results, but the whole process was very annoying. And I said, we've had a lot of annoying projects on this new house we've moved into. Now, I just for background, it's really a lovely home in very good shape. But, you know, when you move into any new home, you want to make it your own. So there have been some little renovations that we've made and some design changes we've made. And with all the other stuff I've been going through, I needed those projects to go off very quickly and very easily, and they didn't. And so I got annoyed with them, and I just say, well, fiddlesticks, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'll get back to you later when I've got time to deal with a house project. And so I would just let go of it, get back to my work, and then other physical type projects, like the whole move was so much bigger than I thought it would be. The whole move-in was so much more work than I expected. Moving our business back here. Before it happened, I was looking at it thinking, okay, I made a short list of everything that was involved that was critical to the business, and I thought, all right, I just made this short list on one piece of paper, and I told myself, well, if we can just move all of this back, then we can just throw everything else away or give it to Goodwill on the other end, and it'll be an easy move. But as my staff got into packing, and Bishop Dale actually moved everything here, when he got there, he saw all the stuff, and it was more than anybody thought it was. And we wound up renting a 12-foot truck and just barely filling and just completely filling it, barely having enough space. And then unload and setting it up. Okay, short point to the meaning of the story is what I was realizing and what Yeshua was calling me to realize is that in the physical world, we almost always underestimate the amount of effort required. And that's because we're a spiritual being. And in the spiritual world, things happen very easily and very quickly. And then I had a little laugh with him, and I said, you know, you've given me an insight about how to prove to people they really are a spiritual being, because I can demonstrate to them how they expect spiritual issues to be much more difficult than they are. Like, for example, you've had a misunderstanding with a friend or, let's say, a coworker or your boss, And you keep avoiding it because you think, oh, this is going to be really difficult. I'm not sure I'm up to this. And then you surprise yourself by how easily you solve the problem by just a few good words of optimism, of trust, of sincerity. And you walk away thinking, wow, I thought that was going to be a major big deal. It was so easy. In other words, because we live as a spiritual being in a physical body, we look toward the spiritual world and expect it to be more difficult than it is. We look toward the physical world and expect it to be easier than it will be. And I was remembering something I was taught by a mentor years ago, when I first started managing my business as an artist. And my mentor said, Glenda, never be undercapitalized. Whenever you start a business, it always will cost more than you think. It'll always take more than you expect. And he said, I don't just mean money by that. I mean, don't be undercapitalized with regard to your plans, your allies, your support, your personal energy to do it, your confidence. He said, be oversupplied in everything in the physical realm. And then he said, and never complicate anything in the mental or spiritual realm. In there, keep it very simple. Use the KISS principle over there. In other words, be optimistic toward the spiritual realm and exercise precaution toward the physical. And see, we really are not physical beings. So we under-expect the complications we run into in the physical world. We over-expect complications in the spiritual world. And it really is so easy to enter the spiritual world and with a simple act of forgiveness or a sincere gift that makes up for some damage. Now, the way this relates to pain and suffering is very simple. In the physical world, we will have pain. And sometimes it goes on longer than we expected it to go on. When we carry the pain over into the spiritual realm, we begin suffering. When we under-expect the complications of pain in the physical world, we can also suffer. For example, when I was preparing for my surgery, the last one was a year ago, I got the house set up so it would be easy for Larry. I planned for all the physical therapy that would come after. I got the refrigerator stocked, the freezer stocked, the pantry stocked. I got all the therapeutic equipment I would need. I had everything arranged before I went in. In other words, I was easing the load, and I studied, not just physical preparation, but I studied. I'd been through it once before, but it was going to be a little different this time. And I studied to be well prepared on every complication that could or could not happen. I actually even went to physical therapy 2 weeks before the surgery to get stronger than necessary to go through it. In other words, I prepared to the max. I asked our blessing givers to offer blessings for me. I asked Yeshua to be there for me. And I over-prepared in relation to the physical, and then I let go. I didn't worry. I didn't fret. I didn't, stoked up my courage to face whatever pain came with it and let the pain come. I let it flow through me, and then it was gone. I never carried it into the spiritual realm. this is a big mistake we make, is not understanding the two parts of our being. There are so many people in pain who then will say, God, please spare me from this pain. You must not love me, or you would not let me feel this pain. When the answer came in the book of Job, when he realized, well, the physical world is going to have its pains. So what? I'm not going to allow it to interfere with my relationship to God, because when I have my relationship to God, I have everything. And when he had that realization, what he did is he disentangled the spiritual from the physical, and the physical healed. His diseases healed, his family diseases healed, his family came back together, his wealth came back together. We make a huge mistake as human beings of thinking that because we walk on both sides of the rope, that we can use our spiritual ability and our spiritual grace to cop out on our responsibilities on the physical side. And we can't. The physical side will have its responsibilities. It may have its pains. Now, we can mitigate against those pains and responsibilities by just being a more informed person, a more loving person, a more caring person, helping our friends, and then having our friends there to help us. We can build communities of love and support. We can save for rainy days. There's a lot of things we can do to ease the stress, duress, and challenge of the physical world. But it is not wise to use our soul, our spiritual nature, to escape our responsibilities in the physical world. That is not why we came here. We came here to have a physical experience as a spiritual being. And the more we disentangle these two realms of our life, the more joy we will have. As Kathy was expressing, she was just so content to be where she was. She didn't have to own it. She could be in nature, walking among the things that are beautiful that she loves and enjoying it. We don't have to make the physical realm more complicated than it is. It's already very complicated. And the more comfortable we make ourselves in it, the more prepared we are in it, the more we enjoy and rejoice in it, the better. And then on the other side of the rope, the more we allow ourselves to simply be that serene, eternal, spiritual being that is a child of God, we will be in bliss and free from all suffering. And learning the difference between these two realms is one of the very, very important keys to enlightenment, to healing, and to always being available for the most appropriate solution to a problem. The most appropriate solution to sealing your house up from bugs may be to buy a can of caulking. The most appropriate solution to agony over a long, bitter relationship may be forgiveness and prayer and love and compassion. To each realm belong each form of wealth. Each realm has its own form of wealth. We have a form of wealth in our emotional realm, in our spiritual realm, in the physical realm. When someone asked Yeshua if the Jews who were living in captivity to the Romans should pay taxes, He said, hand me a coin. And he looked at the coin, and he said back to the man, he said, whose face is on the coin? And the man said, Caesar's. And Yeshua said, give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God that which belongs to God. Enjoy your wealth in all the realms, and be a complete person. Inside of you, inside of your personal integrity, you will find the union, the complete union of all the realms of your being. And they will unite more perfectly if you allow each realm to function according to its demands, its requirements, and its laws. Bring into God that which belongs to God. Bring into your heart that which belongs to your heart. Bring to your friends that which belongs to your relationship. Bring to your loved ones the love that coexists between you. Don't always bring to them your problems or your needs. Bring to them your love. And then they'll come and help you with your paint your wall. But they'll do it out of free will because they love you. God will come and remedy your pain, not because you're trying to pull the spiritual realm in to avoid your pain. He'll come and remedy your pain because he loves you, because he sees your courage, because he sees you're dealing with it. You're not running away from it, and he has grace upon you and mercy with you. Now, in this blessing, we are conveying the grace of God, the energy of the Holy Spirit for the divine life force pouring through you. And we are enjoying and receiving the love of Christ in our hearts. And with that perfect love, we are blessed in all our ways, in all our dimensions. I would ask now that you get ready to receive his blessing today. Be seated. Blessing givers, stand. And have your feet on the floor, the ground, uncovered. And uncover your head unless it's an act of faith that you need to have it covered. Allow yourself to be a recipient of this energy from heaven to earth, flowing through you unbroken, passing through your heart. Have all body parts uncrossed, and put your attention into your heart. I will say an invocation to Yeshua, and then you begin your prayer to God. However you pray, however you see God, however you feel, you are in the most holy of the holy presence. Dear Yeshua, thank you for bringing your wisdom and your enlightenment to the earth to teach us who we really are, that we are children of God, no less than he, just a little more entangled in the physical world and a little more bound up in issues that block the light of our hearts. But we thank you for being our brother who came to teach us that the light of the heart is always there, regardless of how many blankets we put upon it or how much darkness we walk through. That light can still be discovered and turned into a brilliant flow upon our life. We thank you for giving us the strength and the enlightenment to solve problems in the world, making it a better place to live, and for being good friends to our friends, and for always remembering that we are a spiritual being, a child of God. We receive your blessing now with gratitude and expectation for all the good things that shall be given to us. Amen. The conveyance of energy has been made. It is complete. You are blessed and greatly loved. Now, go and rest. Assimilate all of these blessings. Rest and don't think for at least 7 minutes while it becomes part of your body, heart, and being. I look forward to being with you again next week. Have a wonderful week and be fully blessed in all ways. Bye-bye.